from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. Larry McCarron is here. I'm Lance Allen, alongside the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy. And Mike, everybody's going to point to the end of that game. It seemed very organized at the end, but do you ever get nervous anymore?
No, not really. I mean, it's football. You know, it's just really, if you look at the two-minute drill, Aaron is phenomenal. Being in charge and just doing all the little things too. So just trying to, you know, give them the support, clean plays. You know, a lot of the plays were his decisions at the line of scrimmage. I thought the protection was very good, and it was really about our guys making plays, and obviously Aaron was a big part of that.
Mike, I've noticed, especially during training camp, that you guys have scenarios. Okay, guys, you got 2 minutes and 4 seconds left. You have 60 yards to go, and we need a touchdown. Do you feel some of that training paid off against the Miami Dolphins?
I mean, absolutely. And really, when we made the leap to no huddle 3 years ago, you know, when you install your offense in 8 installations, in fact, you always waited till like the 3rd, 4th, or 5th installation to put the 2 minute in. You know, we felt with the ability to put the install, you know, install number one being no huddle and 2 minute, you were just preparing your team even more for these types of situations. So it's something that we do all the time. We practice it every Wednesday. Our offense competes against our defense in a 2 minute drill. Our offense has a 2 minute drill on Saturdays against themselves. They have a serious one, and then they have a clown one that I'm not in favor of, but that's why I don't go to that one. But it's something that we spend a lot of time, you know, with our preparation, but Aaron is exceptional at it.
Mike, you mentioned Aaron calling some of the plays. Did he signal to Andrew Corliss on the touchdown toss? It almost looked like he looked at him and there was like a signal there.
Well, we actually ran the same play earlier for the touchdown where he scrambled and threw to Randall. So we actually went back to another call because we were expecting the same coverage. And then with that, based on the matchup, he changed it actually back to the original play that we scored on. And then obviously Andrew and Aaron were definitely on the same page. Excellent route, big time throw.
How about the fake clock play? Was that cool or what? And did you know it was coming?
Well, I mean, you go to practice. I mean, I was just Aaron and I were going through the corrections of the video and just kind of laughing about that play because I said it was just. It's good to see it work on Sundays because I can't tell you how many times he was kind of upset if the receiver wasn't ready. Because obviously, you know, when one of the most competitive 2 minute drills you ever want to see is your offense competing against your own defense. So, I mean, those guys really go at it, and it's something that Aaron is always looking for. So, great awareness on his part, and, you know, an excellent play by Devontae. I mean, he almost scores on a play.
Did he grow up in this game, Mike? I mean, yeah, he's got to be aware as a rookie that Aaron could do that, and it seemed like they were on the same page once he saw that signal, and then to get out of bounds as well to make sure that you had enough clock.
I mean, Devontae Adams is a very good football player. I mean, you can see that in college. I just go back to watching the video of Derek Carr. I was in a quarterback, you know, personnel meeting, and about halfway through, it was like, you know, who the hell is he throwing the ball to? Or is a guy jumping up making all those catches, and it was Devontae. So, nothing he's doing surprises us. He's very mature. He has a very good relationship with Aaron. And I know Aaron was telling him, hey, this could be your week. And just because the way teams are really tilting towards Jordy and Randall, I mean, you know, Miami was very conscientious of where Randall was on every play. So it's just giving Devontae more opportunities.
Mike, you have a reputation as kind of a quarterback guru. So please explain this to me. Okay, Cobb's touchdown. All right, Aaron scrambling, rolling right, and somehow, some way, he throws off his right foot, which with a right-hander, I'm not an expert, yeah, but that's the wrong foot, right? And he still has enough mustard on the ball to beat the defense to the punch and get the ball to Cobb for the touchdown before they can react. How does that happen anatomically?
Well, I mean, anatomically, you know, number one, Aaron's a very gifted athlete. I mean, he's very blessed there, but I mean, there is a lot of training in a quarterback school. It's something that they drill to the left and to the right. And the ability to make that throw off your right foot or off your left foot to the right, and that same thing to your left. But if you just watch the way he does it, you know, really particularly when his hips are going towards the sideline, the ability to flip his hips and turn his shoulders. It's another reflection of coaching, Larry. I had nothing to do with it. So it was a joke. Oh, yeah.
And we can't forget T.J. Lang. I mean, what presence of mind or what is he taught as well? Is that coaching as well to just dive in there, or what did he see?
You know, T.J. had really played an excellent game just from start to finish. I mean, it was clearly one of his best games. And then him for probably to make the biggest play or one of the biggest plays in the game. I mean, that's huge. I mean, the ball security is something that we've done a very good job of. But, you know, the sack, fumble, and T.J. gets that ball back, you know, obviously was – you know, kept the drive alive, and, you know, Jordy and Aaron made that play on fourth down.
Got to talk about a little defense in the first segment, and one of the headlines of their performance, fourth and goal at the one.
Oh, yeah.
And LaTroy Guyon, tremendous penetration, Morgan Burnett there to finish. That was a heck of a play at a big time in the game.
Yeah, a heck of a play. We had the two plays on special teams, and obviously the field position flipped, and, you know, our defense stepped up. So, you know, if you – and then you look at the final score, it all obviously factored. Our defense was dominant in the first half. You know, combine that with 20-plus minutes of time possession. You know, I was really anticipating the second half to be a little different, but I was wrong. But, hey, that's football. You know, that's why you play the games. You got to give Miami Dolphins and Joe Philbin a lot of credit.
All right, next up, our special guest this week. He caught the game-winning touchdown. It's Andrew Corliss. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Tonight's guest made a big play against the Dolphins. Please say hello to Andrew Corliss. Andrew, I have to admit I'm kind of envious. In my whole football life, which has been an eternity, I never did anything like that, like won the game. And like did that kind of hit you sometime on the plane ride home or last night or today? I won that game. My play did it.
Yeah, no. I think it probably was on the plane back, you know, when I kind of was able to take it in. It's just a great feeling, you know, to be out there helping my team, you know, to help them win that way is definitely a great feeling.
Couple minutes prior, 2:04 to play, 60 yards to go, no timeouts. Andrew Corliss is thinking what?
Just got to make a play. I mean, the best thing I think about that whole last drive was, you know, when you look around the huddle, you know, it wasn't too much panic. You know, a lot of those guys have been in the huddle and, you know, kind of, we all knew, you know, if we trust each other, you know, just trust each other to do our jobs, you know, we knew we could win the game.
Andrew, I wanted to ask you, now that was certainly a huge catch. You had another touchdown catch against the Lions. And it was a terribly difficult catch. Does doing something like that add to your resume, I suppose, of confidence that, hey, I can make the big play?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, my eyes light up. When we get in the red zone, you know, my eyes light up all the time, you know. And, you know, especially when, you know, there's a linebacker on me. You know, I know a couple of the commentators was talking to me, you know, after the game just about, you know, being in Aaron's ear and stuff like that. I said, you know, it's definitely healthy communication. You know, I was talking to him the whole game, just really trying to take advantage of those linebackers. You know, and it took to the last second, but, you know, it counted.
Andrew, you are called upon to do a variety of things. Receiving is one, blocking the other. And you do the blocking from a variety of locales, you know, sometimes as a conventional tight end, sometimes in the slot, but also in the backfield. How is it getting adjusted to all those various, because every one of those things requires a different approach, technique, I suppose?
I mean, it really starts in the practice field, you know, really just taking those reps. Like you said, you know, I move around a lot, and it's something I love to do. You know, for the most part, it's exciting, you know, to do those things and try to be the best at it and get better at it. You know, so it's definitely, I mean, it's fun. It's definitely fun.
Let's go out to Lance in the audience.
First up, we have Evan, and Evan has a question for Andrew. Shoot away, Evan.
I'm in sixth grade, and I want to be in seventh grade football. Do you have tips on what I should do for seventh grade football?
Okay. You know, the first thing I would say, you know, is, and when I tell a lot of younger kids, the first thing, you got to believe in yourself. You're in sixth grade, and you want to play seventh grade football, so you got to first believe, you know, that when you get to seventh grade, you can play that football. And then the second thing is just to work, you know, work in practice. You know, and put in a little extra time. If you feel there's something you could do better, just put in a little extra time and work on it.
All right, very good question. And then next up, we have Jeannie with a question for Andrew.
One word to describe how you felt when you caught that pass. One word.
One word. I mean, I could put
okay.
a lot of
it. That's two words.
I mean, I'd probably just say thankful. You know, I'm thankful to be out there. And I was extremely thankful to, you know, just to focus. You know, it's one of those times we really had to focus, you know, and make the play. So I'd definitely say thankful.
All right, very good. And next up, Paul, with a question for the coach.
Coach, that was an impressive win, especially the more so because of that heat. I live in South Florida, and I know what that heat is like. What impact did the heat have on the Packers?
It was definitely a challenge. There's no doubt about it. I thought our players did an excellent job throughout the hydration, you know, throughout the week with the hydration. We really didn't have any major issues like we actually did. We had a couple issues in Detroit because the Dome Stadium is also a very dry environment that you have to watch your hydration. So I just got to give our players a lot of credit, and they took care of business, you know, Monday through Saturday.
All right, great questions this week. Next up, Andrew and Larry on the Telestrator. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Seconds ago, ball just outside the four. Rodgers shotgun, looks to his right. Snap to A-Rod. Throws right side.
Yes! Touchdown! And a dagger! The dagger! Andrew Corliss on the right side!
We are back to talk some X's and O's with Andrew Corliss. And Andrew, guess what play we're going to talk about?
the one that counted.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, folks, here's Andrew right here. And I'd like to ask you about this. As you line up wide to the right there, they've got a linebacker coming out there. What does that do to your approach, what you have to do, the route? What's going on right there?
You know, the first thing I notice is that he's playing off. He's about maybe 5 yards. So, you know, when I see that, I know that there's a lot of different routes that we could switch to, you know, just based off how he's playing, you know. So that's the first thing that's going to my head. You know, I have my route in my head, and I'm thinking how I'm going to run it, you know. But I'm also thinking, you know, we could switch. It's a possibility we could switch just based off his coverage.
Speaking of which, now let's focus in on Aaron Rodgers. And watch Aaron. He's going to look out there, and just between us, is what he's doing right here, does that mean anything? Is he talking to you? Did he just give you a little sign? What's going on?
Yeah, he let me know it's go time. Now, he, you know, like I said, just based off his leverage, you know, he's playing inside and out. You know, so basically, you know, the route that we taught, you know, is to win in the backside, like a fade or something like that, but it's to look also for the back shoulder. You know, so I knew kind of just based off his coverage and his leverage, you know, that was a possibility it could go back shoulder.
Okay, now let's get back to you and watch your route. And initially, when I saw it live time, I thought, well, he just ran into the end zone and turned around and caught the touchdown pass. But right here, during your route, there's a little period of shake and bake. What are you trying to accomplish with that?
I mean, really, I'm just trying to attack him, get on him as fast as I can. And really, so the faster I get on him, you know, get to him, you know, he'll have to make a decision. You know, he has to play in or out. And so really, you know, like I said, just really attack him, you know, try to win over the top. But then, like I said, also look for the back shoulder. And just based off his leverage, you know, I knew it was a good chance. So as soon as I turned, I took my third step and I turned. The ball was, you know, perfectly thrown ball. It was easy.
Was that just where you were expecting it?
Oh, yeah.
You were talking back shoulder and stuff, or was based on where the defender was at, was that where you were expecting
it? No, definitely. You know, A-Rod's going to throw you open. You know, that's one of the things he did. He threw me
open.
What
a great phrase, throwing you open.
Yeah.
And what a moment, huh?
And yeah, I had to take it in.
I noticed here you, at the end of it, you check with the big guy, huh?
Yeah.
You mentioned you were thankful.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew Corliss, the winning touchdown against the Miami Dolphins. Andrew, take care. Thanks for being with us. Coming up more on the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us, please.
Mike McCarthy Show this week. Once again, we have game balls, three wins in a row, and for the offense, it's TJ Lang. You said, Mike, he had a great week, even with the fumble recovery as well.
He had a great week. He had a great pregame speech. He was our selected player to talk to the team after the prayer. Played one heck of a football game and clearly had probably one of the biggest plays in the game with the fumble recovery.
Anything you can share about the speech?
It's inside information, Lance.
It was just good. We'll go with that. It was just a good speech.
Excellent.
Yeah, excellent speech.
Mike, for real, I was watching your defensive tape from the Dolphin game, and I'm not grading it or anything. I'm just watching it, and I'm thinking, that 21.
Oh, yeah.
Clinton Dix. He's a player. He's a player, and apparently you guys did too. You guys thought those thoughts too because he's got the defensive game ball.
No doubt about it. Clearly the best performance on our defense in Miami. And really just his production, too, was outstanding. I think 9-plus tackles. Just flew around command, making adjustments and things like that. So, took a huge step.
And Micah Hyde gets the special teams game ball. I know on one return, Mike, he definitely flipped the field, got it out there to the 40-yard line.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the field position was definitely not in our favor, overall for the whole game. And that was a big play for Mike, for us. But Micah made, absolutely.
Mike, since we're talking about individual players, one guy that seems to have brought some juice to the party over the past couple games, LaTroy Guyon. Seeing some pretty good signs of life from LaTroy?
Hey, absolutely. LaTroy's really, he keeps coming on, making more plays each and every week. I think what happens sometimes, particularly linemen, when they miss a lot of time at training camp, the pad level and just not getting the pad at work, sometimes sets you back a little bit. So I think you're really starting to see him be more comfortable and really coming into his own in our defense.
Mike, how did the defense go on, or how tough of an adjustment was it when Sam Shields and Tremont went down basically back-to-back plays, and what did you have to do?
Well, I just point to our grit as a football team. I mean, these guys just keep playing. Jarrett Bush played lights out on special teams and did some good things when he went there on defense. Casey Hayward obviously stepped up. So, when Tremont went down back-to-back right after Sam, I mean, it's – to lose your two starting corners is, you obviously impacts your defense. But, Devon House played very well, too. So I thought our guys just stepped up and kept playing. I was very impressed overall with our secondary play.
All right, next up, we'll get you ready for the Carolina Panthers. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And, Mike, you got to get ready for the Carolina Panthers here at home. And the one guy that you're really concerned about, Cam Newton, 6'5", 250 pounds, had 107 yards rushing against the Bengals. He can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, Cam Newton's an extraordinary athlete, obviously excellent quarterback. I mean, you're talking about a very good football team. I think they're the number two seed coming out in the NFC playoffs last year. So this is a big NFC game for us. It's great to be home. This will be our third home game of the first half. So it seems like we've been on the road forever. But this is an important game. He's a big-time player.
Mike, early in his career, of course, Julius Peppers played for Carolina. And late in the first half yesterday, he's rushing a passer from the left side of the field. And the ball goes to the other side on a screen pass. And Julius Peppers on a dead sprint. I mean, he's rushing the passer, chases the thing down, knocks the guy out of bounds, prevents a first down. And when you have your big guys doing stuff like that, I mean, the big guys doing stuff, it's got to be great for your football team.
No doubt about it. I mean, that's why we consider pursuit and finish, pursuit of your defense and coverage units and the finish of your offense and your return game to be fundamentals of Packer football. I mean, it's such a key component, and especially when your big men are doing it, it definitely stands out.
Mike, good luck against the Carolina Panthers this
Sunday.
Thank you, Lance. All right. And, by the way, don't forget, Packers Women's Association 28th Annual Food Drive, cash donations as well as non-perishable food items accepted. You've been watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Thanks for watching, everybody.